Which thing you're gonna do?
All right, so I have an appointment to go see a doctor to do this show.
Oh,
I
okay.
know. Okay, what was that face for? Just
Okay.
say it. Do it.
I
Say
had to remember. I wasn't sure. I thought you were going to talk about plants. And so then it
it.
was a shifting direction with my
Yes,
brain.
I'm going to plant a needle inside me
Okay.
to help
Okay.
me lose weight. I don't know what else to do.
Okay. I
Okay.
thought you'd tried this before.
Not the
I thought you
needles.
tried something. Oh.
No, well,
Oh,
I
you
tried
mean
to get the.
acupressure.
No, I
Oh, the
mean, like
shots.
the shot. Yeah.
Okay.
I tried acupressure.
Okay.
I tried.
I thought you told me you'd tried something before and you lost and then you gained.
Yes, that was Optavia.
Okay.
And it was, I mean, it worked for me. But then as soon as I wanted, it just wasn't natural to sustain, obviously. And then so as soon as I'm like, oh, I'm gonna add these vegetables and fruits into my diet and sugar and stuff, boom, I lost 45 and gained back 60, like that. And then so my doctors were going, well, of course you did, because you starved your body and then you started feeding it again. And then once you started feeding it, your body's holding on to it for dear life.
Right, yeah.
Like my body has a brain that I don't know about, or another brain, a second brain, so or any brain. But so it's like, okay, well, I don't want to do that because obviously I don't want to do something that I have to eat a certain way all the time,
Okay.
just snack things or whatever. And plus, it was starting to hurt somewhere in my stomach when I was doing it.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
okay, that's not health. That's not good. So then, done the Weight Watchers. I've done nutritionist. I've done, I don't know, everything. And then my doctor just recently told me, she's like, well, it's meds and menopause.
Yeah.
And so it's like the medicine, I have a medicine that helps me gain weight.
Oh, okay.
And then I have another medicine that helps me hold on to that weight.
Oh,
I
okay.
know.
That's hard.
And because I know my eating habits and I don't know that they're not great, but it shouldn't be this. So I don't know what to do besides this. And I've, everybody I know that has done it has said it's a life changer.
Okay.
And here's the one thing that I've heard that attracts me,
Okay.
besides the weight loss.
Right.
Although I've heard, oh, you may not lose weight. It may not work for you. But they said it stops the food chatter in your
Oh,
head.
really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what I had. I mean, it's
Yeah.
so bad and it's just getting worse. And I don't know why. Oh, you know what I was going to tell you? You're
What?
going to think I'm so messed up. So, I started thinking, okay, when do I start eating the worst? Because during the day, I don't even think about food,
Right.
unless it's like, okay, I need something. But it's once Steve gets home from work,
Really?
and that, yeah, think it's his fault.
Probably.
But
It's all Steve's fault.
I'm wondering what that means. And it's like, oh, it's just that it's that time of day. Is it because, okay, once he gets home from work, I stop working, so my brain is
Thinking about that.
just relaxed and thinking
Right.
about fun things, because you're right. I eat because it's fun and because I don't want to sit and think. Right? And that what you said, you so I don't so I'm not with my thoughts, so I have
A
and
distraction, yeah. It's how
yeah.
you connect to the outside instead of being lost on the inside.
Right. And then the what else did you say? Oh, just be uncomfortable. And so I had improv practice last night. And before I went, I made breakfast for dinner. I just made really big, t eggs with tons of vegetables. And so, and then I think I had to leave about 5:30. And I told Steve, I'm like, okay, I'm not eating any more past this. And I get home about 9. And he's like, he's eating something. I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. And so we're about to watch a show, and that's just a natural watch a show,
Right,
eat, watch, right?
yeah.
And so, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna be uncomfortable. Like what Katie says, I'm just gonna be uncomfortable. And then I, it was fine.
Okay.
I know you gave me that silly putty.
Okay, I've got plenty more.
But I notice when I'm on the phone or when I'm watching TV, I'm also on the phone. It's like I always have to like
Yeah.
do constant things.
Yeah.
I can't just like
Yeah.
the
It takes practice.
yeah.
A lot of practice. It's hard.
It's really it's like hard to relax.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is okay to relax. Does it feel bad? Like, does it feel like you're doing something wrong if you relax?
If I stop to read a book, I think I told you this, I can't read a book because I can't stop.
My neck is kind of hurting, so I want to make sure I can see.
Because
Maybe I'll look this
I can't just chill
way.
because it's like, no, you shouldn't be reading a book. You should be doing the dishes,
Yeah.
trying to create leads for real estate. You should
Right.
be doing all these things, but you're not supposed to be relaxing.
Oh, that's no good.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. It's crippling.
Yeah. Why
So,
is it bad to relax? Want some therapy right now?
there's no, it is bad to relax because then you're lazy. That's if your house isn't in order, you're worthless.
Right.
And what makes you think you deserve to sit down and relax? What? Kate, just say
Aren't we the worst? We're so lazy and worthless, aren't we?
This is not my voice saying it though. I
Yeah.
know you know whose
Good.
voice it is saying it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not my voice, but
Right.
it's my ears that are hearing it.
Right.
My inner
But your
ears.
body needs rest and your brain needs rest.
I guess so.
Yeah, they do. I'm
I don't know,
telling
because
you.
I was here. She needed to
Telling you
exercise
for
more.
real. Well, exercise is a different kind of rest, though. Believe it or
Exercise
not.
is rest.
Yes, believe it or
Really?
not. If you use it in that way,
Okay.
if you let it be. So if you can think of the things that you enjoy doing that are physical.
Okay.
Or what needs to happen to make the physical activity more comfortable or enjoyable for you?
Well, that's because the only thing I really seem to enjoy doing right now, I mean, it's gotten so bad where I barely get out of my house. And I know that's not healthy. And I talked to Steve about this too, but it's like, it's weird that I'm afraid someone's gonna die because I don't want to have to go to a funeral and everybody see how much weight I gain because that's,
Okay.
that's my value somehow. And then also it's funny that my value isn't, oh, well, you're, a nice person. I'm a very generous person, or I love people for the most part. But it's like, nope, I'm so afraid. But the only place I do go is on stage or right here in front of people. So I don't know how messed up that is, but it's probably something to do with hanging out with a psychotherapist. So are you analyzing me?
No, just listening as a friend.
How's that different than what you do?
Well, a psycho. Well, I mean, because I listen, and then sometimes, like when I'm working, then I ask questions, more questions. I did ask some questions. But I asked you first, right? If you wanted me, if you wanted therapy.
I mean, I have very few secrets for me. I have a few, but very few.
It's always okay to tell me some of my business.
I don't think I would ever tell you
My
that.
kids certainly tell me.